Aim a Sefer. Let's see, what does the Sefer say? Omru le Reb Lezer, they said back to Reb Lezer like this. Omru le Reb Lezer, imatvi lin kli tamei, li toher, if you could be toivul a kli tamei, to become tor, again, you have this kli, you have an earthly kli, or not an earthly kli, you have a metal kli. There's makabal tumor. So lachru is you put it into the mikvah, and it becomes tamei. Becomes tor. So Rav says, now there's another kasha that the Chachamim are asking back to Reb Lezer. The Rav says, Rabbanan nami, who the pirchi the Reb Lezer. Pirch achrina, the Rabbanan are asking another question now back to Reb Lezer. Lefum kal v'chaim of the day, because according to Yochav v'chaim of Reb Lezer, have a metzin in the medin, we could have made a deal to say that the chivon shemat vilin kli tomei, litor, if you have already kli that's tomei. And now you put it into the mikvitz metairit. So according to Reb Lezer, what should have been his kol shechein, shemat vilu noisoi, shaliyaka shiitame, yala mitumasoi. According to Reb Lezer, it should have been enough that a person has a metal kli, let him put it into the mikvah now, and that should stop it, that even if a sheriff touches it later, it should not be mekabel tumah. That's what the chum ask back to Reb Lezer. So again, the Gemara says like this again. Aim a sefer. What does it say in the sefer? Omru lele Reb Lezer. Again, the Chum said again back to Reb Lezer. Imat vilin kli tomei. Li toer, if you could take a kli that's tomei already, and put it into the mikvah, it's metairit. If so, yad vilu kli likeshi tomei li toer. Why don't you make a tefillah now? Now you have this metal kli, it's tor now, but put it into the mikvah now, that it should save it, that if it later it touches a sheretz, it should become tor. See, here the lashon is, that likeshi tomei, when it will become tummy later, then litur should become tari afterwards. So here the you see shmamina chaylin. Here we see the current Reb Lezer, the wife's nether is first chal, and the Lezer only says that if the husband made the afara beforehand, so the afara helps that after when the nether is chal, the next minute then the nether goes away. So on this, the Chum said back to Reb Lezer, so if you're true, if it's true what you're saying, why don't we have the same halacha by a kli? If you have a kli that's tamei, if you put it into the mikveh, it takes away the tumah. So according to you, you should be able to put a kli into the mikveh now, that it should help, that later when it becomes tamei, afterwards it should go away the tumah. But our koponim, you see the lashon is, that like when the tumah goes on it later, afterwards it should go away. So we see according to you, by your wife's nedarim also, that your wife's nedarim is chal later, the neder is chal, just after the nether is chal, then the afara helps to take it away. Ishvamina chaylin. So the chura, we mean to say, is you can't bring a proof either way. From the reshitz mashma that the chum learned up in Reb Lezer, that his wife's nether is not chal at all. And from the sefer's mashma, yes, that the nether is chal. So this, the Gemara says, we can't bring any proof. The Gemara says, Amri, we say, Rabbonon, Lekayim Elohon, V'tamayi the Reb Lezer. That the Rabbonon do not really understand, they do not themselves, that they have a doubt, exactly what the Reb Lezer mean to say. V'ochi Karmelei. Therefore, this is the way they answered back to Reb Lezer. That whichever way you hold, we have a kasher on you. Like Masri Ulecho, which way do you hold Reb Lezer? They had a doubt. If you, Reb Lezer, mean to say that the husband has a right to make a hafara now for the future nedarim that his wife is going to make next week, and then when his wife makes the nether next week, that's true. First the nether is chal, and then the next minute the hafara takes it away. If that's your svara, Reb Lezer, so Nechom asks, like from the Seifa, to have a kli to yuftecho. Then according to you, I have a kasha from a kli. How come the locher is, we see, if you have a kli that's tamei already, the locher is put it into the mikvah, and it takes away the tumah, it becomes tor. Says, so why doesn't it help now to put a kli into the mikvah, that later when it touches the sheretz and the kli becomes tamei, that afterwards the tumah should go off? So that's the kash that he has back to Reb Lezer. That's because on this side of the doubt, that Reb Lezer means to say his wife's nether is chal. But then they say back in the Reisha, but if you, Reb Lezer, really meant to say that the afara helps so much that his wife's nedarim is not chal at all, if so, to have a mikvah to yuftecho. If so, then the mikvah should be a yuftecho. then the halacha of the mikvah should be a kasha on you. So therefore, we have no proof from this bryce reisha sefer what your blessing really meant to say, because the pshat is the rabbanim themselves have a doubt which way the rabbanim mean to say. So therefore, we have no proof which way your blessing really means. So Tosh Shema, come and bring another proof. Says Omalem, Rabbi Lezer said to Rechachomim, Omaz Royim Tumeim. If you have seeds that are Tomei, Maz Royim Tumeim. The halacha is, Kivan Shazoran Bekarka, as soon as you plant them, let's say you have onion seeds, that are Tomei, it's Mekalva Tumma. Now you take these onion seeds and you plant the onion in the ground. As soon as it starts to grow, the halacha is Tahirim, then it becomes Tor. That's the halacha of Zriya. Something that's growing is not Mekabel Tumma. So maybe the halacha is, if it was Tumma from before, and now you plant this, as soon as it starts to grow, automatically it becomes Tor. The Ran says, Naskolon midasid, the Pesach is not called Zera Zerua, Hashi Yizra Torhu. Anytime you have a seed, as soon as it starts to grow, it automatically becomes Tor. If so, Rav Lezer says, Zeruyin v'yayimdim l'kol shchein, isn't it for Svara to say that it was planted from before already, and now a sheretz touches it, that's not Mekabel Tumah? So Shema Mina Loichailin, if Rav Lezer made like a Kabel Chaimah from here to Nadarim, so who you see Rav Lezer holds the Svara is nothing as Chal at all? Because here the Svara is when you have something that's growing, and if a sheretz touches it, it's not Mekabel Tumah at all. That's the Lacha. Anything that's Mechubel Lekaka is not Mekabel Tumah. If a sheretz touches fruits or vegetables that's growing, it's not Mekabel Tumah. So who you see, it's not Chal at all. Baito, for Rabbanon L'dashi Kabel Chaimah. Now, if Maria is back, is it true that Rabbanon don't dash this Kabel Chaimah? And the Ran says, my plea led the Rav Lezer. V'chilemoy di'inu na'amu d'ashini Kabel Chaimah ma'ashe chal, ma'ashe lechal. Like, this svara of these royim, don't the Rabbanon also agree to this? For such a svara, such a Kabel Chaimah. For a Tanya, we learned like this, that Yochol Yimcharodim es bitoy. Kishinara, I would think that a father has a right to sell his daughter, even when she's an Ara. So Amata, I would sell this Kabel Chaimah. I have a Kabel Chaimah that a father cannot sell his daughter for an Om of Riyah when she is already an Ara. Why? I'll tell you like this. Mechura Kfar. If a father sold his daughter before she was an Ara, before she was 12 years old, when she was 11 years old, the father sold her. The Lachur is Yotza. When she becomes 12 years old, she goes out free. Naris is a mafkia. Since so, ain't a mechur, if the father did not sell her yet, ain't a din shalev timkar. Isn't it a svara for sure that a father can't sell his daughter? Like madach, if the father sells his daughter for an amariya of mavriya when she's 10 years old, the father can sell it. But the halacha is, as soon as she becomes 12 years old, she becomes a naira, she goes out free. So if you see naris lets her go out free, so the svara is, if your daughter first became a naira, she becomes 12 years old, she became 12 years old, and now you want to sell her for an amariya, for sure you can't sell her. So we see the Chum also make this type of a Kabel Chaimah. Since so, we have the Kasher, why in our Mishnah, why does the Chum, by Hilchos Nedarim, by Afara, argue on Rabbi Elazar?